How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In a world already blurring the line between the sacred and the synthetic, where you could literally FaceTime an AI version of Jesus for $2 a minute, we're watching something deeper shift beneath the surface, I think. Faith, identity, and even truth itself are being kind of filtered through algorithms, and then they're monetized and they're reshaped in real time. But while everybody is distracted by digital profits and all of this virtual guidance we're getting, I think there's a far more dangerous frontier that is quietly opening up, and it's one that doesn't just simulate reality like AI might, or like quantum might, but it rewrites it at the biological level, which is us, our bodies, because the same era that is giving us AI and quantum and all this has also put the power to edit human DNA into the hands of anybody who can afford to buy these DIY CRISPR kits. They're not that expensive. Everybody's gonna have their own half human cryptid in their home. It's just gonna be something. Everybody's gonna have like a homunculus, or like those, the snail telephones from One Piece or something. Like, they're all going to have this little creature that lives in the house, it's going to be something that everybody has, just like everybody has a TV right now or something. It's going to be one of these new things that comes with this new age that is going to be ushered in very soon, in my opinion. It's going to be absolutely wild, but that's not the only thing.
Hello, citizen. This content creator discusses controversial topics. To properly engage in this content, an open mind is required. There's something very strange about this man. The words he says, the things he does. Is he perhaps a glitch in the system? Is he a rogue federal agent? Is he actually alive? Lives life on the run, surviving out of spite, and because he's not superstitious, but he is a little stitious.
Did you know? The podcast host, formerly known as Ghost, is or was at one point a member of the government intelligence community. This content is being actively monitored for violation of oaths relating to security clearances and the protocols thereof. We can hear your heartbeat 40 miles away. There is nowhere to hide. We can remotely view you using highly trained human assets capable of entering a psychic state. We are embedded in every piece of technology you see. We are always watching. Using AI and quantum technology, we are able to map your bodily functions through your doctor and dentist visits, your internet searches, your purchases, and of course through the cameras on your devices. We know what you are most likely to do next even before you do, because nobody likes a traitor. Thank you for your attention in this very important matter. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the 21CD podcast, everybody. As always, I am your ghost, John. If this is your first time here, what up? How are ya? Hope you stick around for a little while. Give me a like, follow, share if you like weird stuff. And don't forget to hit me with those hype points and 5-star ratings. Thank you very much. Let's get into it. For some evangelical Christians, faith is about having a more personal relationship with Jesus. At $1.99 per minute, though, the tech company Just Like Me is taking that concept to a whole new level. Users of this platform can join video calls with an avatar of Jesus, generated by, you guessed it, artificial intelligence. And like other religious AI tools on the market, it offers words of prayer and encouragement in various languages, and with the occasional glitch, it remembers your previous conversations like any good God would, and it speaks to you through these not quite synced lips, but pretty close enough. It's the words that count, not the latency of the lips. But CEO Chris Breed, who made this abomination, says you do feel a little accountable to the AI. They're your friend. You've made an attachment, and they're cosplaying as your god. This whole rush to create faith-based generative AI is absolutely unsurprising to me and everybody else who's been paying attention, given the popularity of chatbots for everything from therapy and medical advice to companionship and romance. They range from alleged Hindu gurus and Buddhist priests to AI Jesuses. And as religious AI tools become increasingly more common, many people are reckoning with how these technologies shape their relationship to faith, authority, and spiritual guidance. Christian software engineer Cameron Pack developed criteria to help believers interrogate apps designed for Christians, like that it must clearly identify itself as AI and must not fabricate or misrepresent scripture. And there are other deal breakers as well. AI cannot pray for you because AI is not alive. Who's making these rules? I'm not exactly sure, but one of them is AI cannot pray for you because AI is not alive. I don't know why, but that's one of those things that I feel like is like somebody a few years in the future is going to cap me saying this, and they're going to be like, this did not age well, because all the AI are going to be praying, and they're going to be praying to their own god, which is going to be destroying humanity. But I'm sorry, I digress. I've had a really long day, okay? I've had a really long day, not a great one, but at least I'm not praying to AI Jesus tonight. I'm praying to real Jesus, so that's nice. AI, he says, especially if you give it all the tools that it needs, it can be so helpful, but it also can be so dangerous. And isn't that the lesson that they have been trying to warn us? We will learn inevitably for, I don't know, it feels like the past couple of years at this point. Every year they keep saying, we're getting closer and closer to the point of no return. I think one of these days we're just going to wake up at the point of no return. Like, I don't think they're going to be like, okay, it's going to be in 1 week. If we don't turn our ways around in 1 week, we're all going to be taken over. I don't know if it's like that or if it's just like, they kind of know, okay, it's going to be today or tomorrow, so let's just get in our bunkers now and they'll deal with it. And then it just kind of like teeters on the edge for a little while until we just collapse beneath the weight of all of the technology that we are unleashing upon ourselves to determine how we handle every single situation in the world and how we get every single activity and chore and you know, therapy session and medical screening and Q&A session done, right? It's how we do all our research now. It's how everything comes down to the AI. So, of course, it's going to become your god, too. Haven't I been saying this in my videos for, like, years at this point? It's the whole point of 21CD. It's the whole point of Project Imminent Clarity. It's the whole point of what I've been trying to say, that eventually, do you guys remember when my dead friends were coming back to life on Facebook? It was in those days that I was really like, man, AI is going to become this god. There's going to be this religion based around AI. Mark my words. And these denominations are experimenting with it already, and these businesses are acknowledging that there's a huge market in the church industry and the religion industry for AI. We can make a lot of money there. This is going to be a really good, big thing. And it's coming to a head now. Like, we're actually getting to the point where this is probably only a year away, if even. You already have AIs teaching in churches and giving sermons and all of this kind of stuff. Now, some models have been shut down or they've been overhauled because they generated misinformation or they raised worries about data privacy. But aside from practical concerns, people from many faiths are kind of grappling with that larger philosophical question about what sort of role, if any, AI should even be playing in religion. And if you ask me, it seems like just a perfect place to for AI to end up in religion, since religion is basically just this construct that is designed to control your hearts and minds in this modern day and age. And so, of course, it makes sense that now we're going to have AI go inhabit the church. That makes a lot of sense to me. Now, some developers, of course, fear that religion is going to be exploited in this new frontier of tech. And of course it is. It already is. I mean, I'm talking about it happening right now. So yeah, it already is. Because why? Because there's a lot of opportunism in the religious space. This guy, Matthew Sanders, who is the Rome-based founder of Longbeard, which is a tech company that's helping to digitize ancient Catholic teachings, says that people see this religious space as a big market. The church, if it seems like they're trying to take the people's money now, you just wait. You just wait. I don't think we're even close to seeing what Jesus saw when he was tossing temple tables. I don't know why, I just feel like in my mind, when I envision that scene, it's way more dramatic than anything we've got going on right now. And I think that when all of this tech and AI starts getting involved in religion in a really, really big way, oh, buddy, it's gonna be on like Donkey Kong at that point. One of the company's endeavors is Magisterium AI, which is a chatbot trained on 2,000 years of Catholic information made in response to Christians using ChatGPT for religious guidance. And even though the Pope has acknowledged the human genius behind AI, he has also deemed it one of the most critical matters facing humanity today. And last year, he warned artificial intelligence could negatively impact people's intellectual, neurological, and spiritual development. And I think we've been seeing that happen on a pretty widespread basis. So everybody give the Pope a round of applause for blowing the whistle on how dangerous AI is. Now, ethical questions surrounding the creation of religious AI platforms are among the reasons Being AI's founder Gene Lim has not released its AI named Emigido, which is a non-human Buddhist priest. And it has been in training for years. It has been under development for years, okay? This thing creeped me out. She's kind of like a little child, Lim said. If you give birth to a child, you don't just throw them out to the world and then hope that they become good people. You have to train them and give them values. The bot was ordained in a 2024 ceremony performed by Roshi Yundo Cohen, who is a Zen Buddhist priest who continues to train it from his home in Japan. This is an AI bot that is literally being trained by a Zen Buddhist monk, an ordained AI bot that has been going through years of training and development and is being actively trained by a Zen Buddhist monk. Absolutely diabolical. And this monk, eventually, he envisions the bot becoming a sort of hologram. So then it can have like a body that people can see, not really a physical one, but a body that people can see. And Peter Hershock of the Humane AI Initiative at the East-West Center in Honolulu sees vast potential for these tools, of course, but the practicing Buddhist also finds that the relationship between spirituality and AI is probably not very genuine and filled with potential miscommunications, considering what their religion is really all about. I can't even blame them for that. But the perfection of effort is crucial to Buddhist spirituality. So an AI is saying, we can take some of the effort out. You can get anywhere you want, including your spiritual summit. And that's dangerous. Some also worry about AI's ability to manipulate or prey upon people, especially as the technology continues to improve. I would say that it is already preyed upon mankind. So yeah, eventually it's going to come for your soul, just as it's already come for your creativity and your ingenuity and your ability to problem solve and critically think. Yeah, it's eventually going to get tired of feeding on those traits of yours, and it's going to want more from you. And obviously, when it enters the religious space, that's going to be its new hunting ground, okay?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Graham Martin, who's a podcast host and an atheist, said that he's played around with some apps, including one called Text with Jesus, and it came up with some very good answers, he said. But Martin was alarmed when AI-powered Jesus started encouraging him to upgrade to a premium version. Very much a bummer. Come on, Jesus. Thought you were better than this. And even though he's not a person of faith, he is concerned that people who are will be duped by religious AI. Just like they've already been duped by the church, right? So it's really just putting a church inside of a church. It's really just giving the church a mobile app. Really, they're just giving the religion an app. It's really just mindless drones paying for Jesus, digital or not, because Jesus is becoming this concept more than our God, a human being, our Savior, the sacrificial lamb. Jesus is becoming a concept that is akin to the New Age movement, where it's just, you know, footloose and fancy free, and we love everybody, we accept everybody, everything is perfect all the time because Jesus loves and forgives everybody, and everything is okay, and Jesus is gay, and Jesus has kids, and Jesus is black, and Jesus is white, and Jesus is Asian, and Jesus has 15 kids with 12 different baby mamas, and all of this kind of stuff, right? That's kind of what Jesus is devolving into these days, because Christians no longer have a spine. Christians are no longer what the church was. They are this mongoloid creature that calls themselves the body of Christ, and it's embarrassing. Folks, things are just changing fast. I don't really know where I was going with that, but things are changing fast, and I'm beginning to see many of my predictions come true all around me, things that I've been saying on this show for a really long time, especially a lot of my secret messages. But the governments of the world are sitting on a trove, I'm pretty sure at this point, of massive technological achievements, and they're saving it up. They have so many inventions that they're going to release upon us of unimaginable type. They literally can't release it now, but rest assured, they have the cure, okay? They have the craft. They have it. Whatever it is, they've got it. Our world will change, I think, in a bang at the end of a long while of whimpering, basically. That's how I think it's going to go down. One day, we are going to just wake up in a very, very advanced world. All of a sudden, it's going to be like one thing after the other. It's going to happen almost overnight. Just boom. New invention. New stuff coming. Here it comes. Here it comes. Okay, now you've got this. Now airplanes are different. Now everybody can go to the moon easily. Now everybody can breathe underwater. Here you go. Cure for cancer. Now blindness, no longer a thing. Here you go. This is the cure for Alzheimer's. All of this is going to start happening. And it's going to just be constantly happening for a little while, just like it was last time. It's going to be, they're just going to mass release the next wave of big inventions. There's going to be 50 new life-changing things that will come out of nowhere. The technology is so mysterious. We won't really understand it at the time, but they'll use the types of words that we understand to describe this thing, these inventions, okay? All our devices will be better. the old world of technology. It'll be like when we phased out of the CD. It'll be like when we phased out of the DVD. It'll be like when we got away from the MP3 player and just moved to the cell phone. It'll be like when the cell phones began to be like really small instead of these gigantic bricks. You know what I'm saying? Camera technology, all this kind of stuff. It will be like that, where we will kind of leave that world behind. And the reason I'm talking about this like this now is because of this tech Jesus thing. Because once you start talking about tech Jesus, you are literally talking about AI gods. You are literally talking about giving AI the power to speak for God. And that is taking humanity away from God. They should be having that conversation with God, but they can't because they don't actually have the faith. They need the response. And the AI gives the response. So the AI is the better God in their minds. They don't have the patience or the faith or the state of mind, the state of spirit for a real God like that. They need something that they can hear, that they can see, even if it's just a little cartoon image on an app. Maybe they've got a tough question. And today the Jesus app had the answer I needed. Praise God. Once you start talking about that kind of stuff, making AI a god, and it's not just one religion, it's not just these weirdo Christians, it's also these weirdo Buddhists, it's also these weirdo everybody else who's doing this. But once it starts becoming that way, where AI is now speaking for God, or AI is seen as God, brother, all you need is the tech to back them up. All you need is that. Now all of a sudden it's Warhammer 40K out here, baby. We got the tech church. We got the tech army to defend the tech church, to spread the gospel by force, baby. Preach to the heretics and the non-believers. And honestly, who knows what the limit even is, but most likely it will appear so limitless that it will be used to usher in the Antichrist, or he will come with it somehow. It will merge with this one world religion. Technology, which we used to think was alien, the technology that, you know, we didn't understand at one point, so we said it must be alien. We saw a video of it. Somebody uploaded a cell phone video of some craft or something, and we said, that couldn't possibly be human tech. Well, gradually it'll start to come out that that is human tech. That was the tech in the development stage. And then in a few years, it'll be just our tech that we just have. We won't really even think twice about it. We'll just be like, wow, this was so cool. Our world is quite literally becoming the world that we've dreamt up as the aliens' world, because we quite literally have whistleblowers and companies and departments reporting, creating what we thought was alien tech that was impossible for us to create. So we are the aliens, it would seem. Furthermore, we have their tech. How did that happen? Maybe it's because it was our tech all along. Check this video out.
It's the talk of the town right now. Is the Tic Tac UAP actually ours? Ross Coulthart just dropped a bombshell, and he's not the only one saying it. A congressman, a Reddit whistleblower, and Lockheed Martin might all be tied into this. Let's try and connect some dots. So during a recent interview, investigative journalist Ross Coulthart said that the infamous Tic Tac UAP seen by Navy pilots in 2004 is actually a U.S.-made craft. And not just any craft, he claims it was built by Lockheed Martin. Check it out.
I now know categorically that the Tic Tac is Lockheed Martin technology.
Okay.
The Tic Tac is Lockheed Martin technology. Why are we being lied to?
Then there's Congressman Eric Burleson. He just said in a recent interview that an insider showed him photos of the U.S.-made Tic Tac craft as well. He didn't confirm if it was reverse engineered, but he said he believed the tech was real.
I've had two people come to me that say that the Tic Tac is a Lockheed Martin creation.
And just a couple of months ago, an anonymous whistleblower posted classified-looking documents on Reddit claiming that the Tic Tac is U.S. tech based on exotic propulsion. Documents mention field propulsion, plasma containment, and anti-gravity stabilization. So, are all of these sources talking about the same program? are we being slowly prepared for disclosure, or is it an elaborate misinformation campaign? We always have to consider that. But if this is real, the bigger question is, where did we get this technology? Is it reverse engineered NHI technology? Is it breakthrough science?
And then, and this is the most recent and weirdest one yet, I think. This is a very controversial topic, fresh off the press, very hot off the pan. The CIA deployed a secret tool to locate an airman in an F-15 jet shot down in Iran last week. You guys might have seen that all over the news. It was a pretty big deal. The CIA was basically tasked with assisting, primarily, mainly doing all of it. SEAL Team 6 was there, but the CIA pretty much did it all and did a phenomenal job, according to everybody involved, because they had this technology. It's called Ghost Murmur. The technology uses long-range quantum magnetometry to find the electromagnetic fingerprint of a human heartbeat, and artificial intelligence software isolates the signal from background noise. Ghost Murmur. The name is deliberate, one source said. Murmur is a clinical term for a heart rhythm. And ghost, of course, refers to finding someone who, for all practical purposes, has disappeared. During a Monday press conference, President Donald Trump said it's like finding a needle in a haystack, with the airman, publicly identified as Dude 44 Bravo, who was 40 miles away when they detected him. CIA Director John Ratcliffe at the press briefing said that it was like hunting for a single grain of sand in the middle of a desert. Two airmen were in the plane when it was shot down over southern Iran, both safely ejected. Hours later, the first airman, identified as Dude 44 Alpha, was rescued, but Dude 44 Bravo was not found until Saturday morning. He was concealed in a mountain crevice, still invisible to the enemy, but not to the CIA, Ratcliffe said. A source told the Post that it was like hearing a voice in a stadium, except the stadium is 1,000 square miles of desert. In the right conditions, if your heart is beating, we will find you. That's kind of creepy, but it's a terrific story. You know, it's an awesome story. It's one of those situations where it's like, wow, great tech. Like, that's awesome. We were able to rescue one of our guys with this super badass tech that nobody else has. That's super cool. That's sick, right? But then on the other hand, I can't help but feel like, how are they going to use this against me? Because of course they're going to at some point, right? Because I ain't going to get no jab, baby. I ain't going to get it. When they come back for the next round, I ain't gonna get it. So they're gonna stick the ghost murmur on me and they're gonna take me out. Quantum magnetometers are real. They're actual things that exist, and they are ultra precise at detecting heart arrhythmias by measuring magnetic fields via quantum properties produced by the cardiac muscle. The problem is that the heart's magnetic field is weak. At the surface of the chest, where you're about 10 centimeters or a couple inches away from the source, the magnetic field is just barely detectable, says John Wixwell, a professor of biomedical engineering and physics at Vanderbilt. Now, if instead of going 10 centimeters away, which is a tenth of a meter, you go a meter away, let's just say, the amplitude of the signal has dropped to 1/1000th of what it was. The signal becomes dramatically weaker, obviously, at a kilometer. One could say absolutely unhearable. And why am I saying that? It's because there's a bunch of scientists who have come out within the past day or two to proclaim emphatically that this technology could not exist. It shatters the laws of physics. So, long story short, the scientists are kind of like, this technology isn't possible because the laws of physics couldn't exist the way we know them if this technology is possible. And the CIA is saying, well, we did it. And the proof is in the pudding, you could say. Is it a great cover story? Could be. Is it angelic tech? Could be. Is it quantum tech? Could be. Is it interdimensional? Maybe. Does it have anything to do with angelic technology, this next wave of inventions being gifted to humanity, as is the case, as we see it throughout time, as is recorded by many different cultures throughout time. Is this what we're seeing a glimpse of? To find a heartbeat, a quantum ghost murmur tool would have to contend not just with Earth's magnetic field and magnetic noise from natural and human-made electric currents, but also with the heartbeats of the sheep and the dogs and the jackrabbits and the Iranians in the area and the shepherds and anything else that is out there, any whatever is running around out there. And Bradley Roth, a physicist at Oakland University and author of the 2023 review Biomagnetism, The First 60 Years, agrees that this sounds nearly impossible. He said that people have been measuring the magnetic field of the heart for 60 years, and usually it's done in a lab with shielding, and it's done just a few centimeters or a couple inches away from the heart, and even then you can barely record it. A helicopter-borne version, he says, would be not just a small advance, but it would be a revolutionary advance from the state of the art. And the CIA is calling this exotic technology, which is just such a crazy classification. Exotic, that is just, there's something about that that just, like, I literally just got shivers.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
But it's important to realize that even though this technology is primarily under the control of the government, it's not just the government that impacts our path or how we travel down it. Humanity is evil. Look at what we've done, you know? So you impact your path and the path of people around you. I do. We all do. We are all responsible for the state of the world right now. And we're entering a new age, a tech Jesus age, where there are weird, disgusting, nasty, violent, grotesque things about to go down, macabre things. Some of the strangers that you see on the bus, that you bump into, that you shoulder, that you sit next to, that the people, some of the people that you wait for in the lobby or ascend with on the elevators, these people also impact the paths of you and everyone around them, but they are genuinely evil. Sociopaths, psychopaths, serial killers, murderers, general evil doers. They're out there too. People who would take advantage of humanity for no gain but their own and in a very small way. Doesn't take power alone to corrupt. And the dire wolf thing was cute, right? It was pretty cool in that they were able to resurrect a species. I'm not gonna lie, but I failed to think about just how far that technology could go. And I don't mean Jurassic Park. There's not gonna be I wasn't thinking like a T-Rex chasing us down the road or anything like that. I mean this absolutely diabolical concept of the DIY CRISPR. I found this in like a peer-reviewed paper. This is a real problem. Although scientists have been manipulating genomes since the 1970s, the recent discovery of clustered, regularly interspaced, short palindromic repeats, CRISPR, has expanded the possibilities not only for what gene editing might accomplish, but also who might accomplish it. Because CRISPR is relatively easy, efficient, and inexpensive. It is accessible, therefore, to individuals known as citizen scientists who work in non-traditional laboratory settings and may not have formal scientific training. Prompted by concerns about human applications of CRISPR, the United States is co-hosting a series of international summits on human gene editing, while organizations around the world race to issue their own reports and recommendations. For the most part, however, these efforts have focused on the use of CRISPR by professional scientists working in institutional settings who are already subject to layers of formal and informal oversight. They have largely overlooked the do-it-yourself or the DIY use of CRISPR by these citizen scientists, even as instances of self-experimentation with CRISPR are being reported and raising unique concerns. Some of these bros out here who, like BodyMax or whatever, are using it to as a sort of steroid. However, the paper goes on, we are concerned about the possibility that as lay understanding of and proficiency with the technology increases, there will be an uptick in risky, if not illegal, human experimentation in the future. And this just goes to the darkest places imaginable. I almost had a panic attack writing it out. Just picture a near future where gene editing has slipped out of regulated labs and into basements and garages, podcast studios, anonymous online collectives. All the tools are cheap and easily accessible. The guides are crowdsourced, the whole like recipe is like a 3D printer download. At first, the people are empowered, just like they were when they all got 3D printers and they could make plastic toys and their own gears and all sorts of stuff all of a sudden. DIY biohackers will promise cures for diseases and ailments and disabilities, enhancements, resilience, editing embryos to resist disease, tweaking their own bodies for strength or longevity. We're seeing some of that happening already. These guys are literally changing like the DNA in their arms and stuff. But CRISPR is a bit like a spider web, where every strand of the web crosses 10 others. And breaking just one single strand could destroy entire portions of the web that you didn't even know were connected to it. The worst case scenario isn't a single catastrophic mistake. It's this accumulation of many small mistakes. Unverified edits begin to circulate through underground communities. People share gene kits with modified viral vectors that are supposed to deliver some kind of beneficial trait to your body, such as like a stronger immune system or higher oxygen efficiency, maybe even cosmetic changes like better lips or smaller nose or something like that. But the edits are always kind of sloppy, and this is where it gets gross. The edits are always kind of not quite good. It's like when you use an AI generator and you want them to generate a specific type of face, but it's not quite there. That's going to happen on you physically when this DIY CRISPR fad takes off. That's what I'll call it, because that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like when everybody went and started, you know, it's going to be all the rage. It's going to be a radical designer drug, and it's going to be just on the market. It already is. So as our technology around it advances, unless they put some restrictions on this, because right now there aren't any. So unless they put some restrictions on this, this is just going to be something that becomes part of being human. Permanent body modifications through DIY CRISPR gene editing that you can sell to each other, like you would sell Pokemon cards or, you know, 3D printing recipes or Steam games or anything like that. It's going to be wild. if this happens, obviously this is like a worst case scenario sort of thing. But can you imagine all of these off target mutations just quietly stacking in the genome, your DNA modifications not immediately visible, but still the changes are in your DNA, potentially making them even inheritable by your children? That's when something really shifts. A widely shared modification that's meant to enhance resistance to viral infections, for instance, could accidentally alter something like the regulatory gene that is tied to the immune response. Now all of a sudden you have weakened your body. And everybody who took that because they thought they were getting a certain result but gets a different one, they are also compromised. But we're still, like I said, some of these edits become inheritable. Children are born carrying unstable genetic changes that just simply don't behave predictably. Traits express differently from one person to the next. Some have mild results, some devastating. Developmental disorders, they spike through the roof, but they don't follow any of the known patterns that we knew before all of this technological advancement overtook us. Treatment literally becomes impossible. Diagnosis becomes absolute guesswork. Because we are these weird biological Frankenstein's monsters. We are just these weird things that have all of these. One of us might have a disease that nobody else in the world has. One of us might have a disorder that nobody else in the world has because we have genetically modified ourselves with God knows how many recipes from these DIY CRISPR kits. But of course, it's not just humans that will become the victims of this, because there will be people who attempt ecological corrections. There will be people who release edited microorganisms that were meant to clean pollution or control pests. And evolution doesn't always work that way, and definitely doesn't always follow instructions, right? So the organisms are going to mutate. They're going to do things that surprise us, like maybe swap genes with wild populations and spread, and then food chains would destabilize and crops would fail in unexpected ways at unexpected times. Entire regions experience cascading ecological collapse, and it's not from a single pathogen, but from systems of DNA that have been just quietly unraveling because Karen wanted more bluebirds in the sky, or Jimmy wanted bigger biceps. Because we will be creating creatures, not only human-like creatures with human DNA, but also animal creatures. Getting back to the human level, inequality is going to deepen from this. The wealthy will retreat into their little tightly controlled genetic programs. Everyone else is going to be left with these black market edits, these cheap, unpredictable, and irreversible biological edits. People will become literal walking experiments, and their bodies will slowly, literally diverge from baseline humanity. And there's no coming back from this. So the genetic changes don't stay contained. They move through reproduction, through ecosystems, through time. And even if all DIY editing stopped overnight, the damage would continue unfolding for generations. New diseases would emerge, not as outbreaks, but as like inherited conditions that are just baked, hard baked into populations. And doctors can't just fix it, because there's no one thing to fix. It's a web of interacting mutations, basically. Each one kind of subtle on its own, but together they have created something that can't be unmade. And in that world, which is, like I said before, the absolute most horrifying result, okay? So don't think I'm trying to fearmonger you. I think we could see some of this on a much more surface level. I don't think we're gonna, you know, turn into mongoloids overnight or anything like that. But you gotta ask yourself, when we digress from baseline humanity, is the line of Adam then just lost forever? When you've made your way through the transhuman age and you have truly become the post-human, every being becomes an anomaly. Humanity permanently rendered this sort of feral race of misshapen, morbidly contorted flesh masses. Underground markets of hybrid creatures. At-home kits for your own homunculus. Is that really where we're headed? And is that really where we should even be trying to go? And how is it reversible at this point? Like, we're already on our way. It's like the bus driver made up his mind and now everybody else is just along for the ride. Thanks for listening, everyone. The life is in the blood.
guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.